fish of skies for amber.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our special guest for this next hour is going to be Dave Wagner from Hope for America Ministries. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you with us. And, of course, Dave, I had a very good job working. Was it Dow Corning you worked for?
Owens Corning.
Owens Corning. Well, Owens Corning, and he gave up that job to take on a ministry to try to awaken the American people as to what's really going on. And David is one of the few people who really recognizes the spiritual forces behind these various geopolitical events that are taking place today. David puts together the most wonderful videos, and we carry many of the videos he has. And these are videos, of course, some of them really no conversation with them. In other words, you'll hear the soundtracks that go with them, but David doesn't comment on others. He does, but of course, he's a tremendous source of information, well documented, and of course, you'll certainly want to go to our catalog to look at the various tape sets we have, and we'll tell you later in the program how to contact Dave at Hope for America Ministry. But this afternoon, we're going to be talking about some of the latest videos you put together.
Yes, I'd like to do that, Dr. Stan.
All right, well, go ahead.
I think it's important I get them out. The first video, I'm putting two of them out here next week. They should be actually being produced by Wednesday of next week.
Because we've already got orders from them, and certainly the day that changed the world forever, and Welcome to World War III. Both of these really are, I'm looking forward to seeing them, and I'm sure they'll be exciting.
Right. Back in March of last year, Dr. Stan, I tried to put together a video called 911 Welcome to the Third World War, and we had sound problems with that, so I wasn't able to get back to it again until almost the first part of October, and then I just did an update a couple days ago. But I made it into two videos instead of one because there is so much information. But right after 9/11, if anybody believes 9/11 has to do with terrorism or terrorists, or this whole plan has to do with terrorism, the war in Iraq has to do with terrorism, terrorists, they're missing the mark, because it's a much bigger picture than that. As the Bible says, there will be this. The rulers of the world, it says in Psalm, the kings of the earth, it says, will set themselves and take rule against the council and against the Lord and his anointed. And so they're going to come against the creator of heaven and earth as they believe they have all the enlightenment through Lucifer, they call him. He's their enlightened one. He's the one that they trust in. And again, they put a plan together where they can try to rebuild that Tower of Babel, a new world order, global community, and that's exactly what they've been doing.
And you know,
I named these videos, Dr. Stan, are interesting. The day that changed America forever, I obviously in the introduction I have, when George Bush said, all this was brought upon us in a single day, and night fell on a different world, and it surely did fall on a different world. So,
do you have that film clip in there?
I should be able to get that, and then as far as Welcome to World War II / New World Order, that one I took Gary Hart's just a few days after, speaking before the Council on Foreign
Relations on the 14th of September, right.
He said that, and we'll play, let me play that clip first, then I'll get George's up here, where he said, night fell on a different world. I took the clip from Gary Hart, where he said, we're going to use this event, 9/11, to bring about the New World Order that George Bush Sr. talked about.
All right, why don't you just hold that, because we're going to have to take a quick break here and introduce you to some of our other listeners. We'll just hold that, and we'll play that first as we get into this. This is really one of the most significant quotations, because it's Gary Hart, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, addressing a group of people from the Council on Foreign Relations, an emergency meeting convened on the 14th of September in Washington, D.C. You'll want to hear this several times. You'll want to memorize it, as it talks about what's really going on in America today. We'll be here in just a moment with our special guest, David Wagner. Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and if you're out there across America, why, we, of course, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, of course, David Wagner has a special clip. Do you want to go ahead and play this, that clip with Senator Gary Hart here at 4 days, just 3 days after the 9/11 attack?
Absolutely. This is really the bottom line for all of them. They want to bring in the New World Order. But here he actually says it rather than in their writings. It comes right out of his own mouth. So listen carefully.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a New World Order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster. And ladies and gentlemen, they are using this disaster to go to war with Afghanistan so they can build a pipeline across that for UNICAL. And of course, they put the Karzai, the President, we call him the dictator, actually, because he doesn't represent the people. He wasn't elected by the people. Our dictator, we put in there. Of course, it was a UNICAL employee, now they have their pipeline. Now we're going to go over the war with Iraq. And what we're going to do is convince the Muslims all throughout the world that Osama bin Laden is absolutely right. We're going to war over oil. We're going to war with domination. Now, that's not the real reason. The real reason, of course, is the New World Order, the New World Religion. But, of course, the perception is going to be, as far as the Muslims, that America is the great state, and Osama bin Laden is right, and I fear that more and more Muslims will identify with the radical form of Islam. And, of course, I tremble for my country when I reflect that we are going to antagonize 1.2 billion Muslims throughout the world, and many of these Muslim countries do have access to weapons of mass destruction, exactly as Pakistan does today, and of course Saudi Arabia and Iran and many others. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Dave Wagner. All right, Dr. Stan back here, and certainly our guest today is David Wagner. And David, why don't you go ahead and pick up the story? Certainly you have a number of fascinating clips that you've been able to accumulate, and I know many of these go into the videos that you create.
Well, you mentioned, we talked about a point that's so important. You said that they have these nuclear capabilities, and right now I'm looking for that article that Al Duncan sent me for this presentation, for the update, and it has to do with the fact that the Iranian and Iraqi, I'll find it here. Here it says Iran and Iraq scientists allowed to enter top secret U.S. labs. Paul Upton, chairman of the House committee. Commerce Committee Oversight talks about the fact that they were able to enter all the different very secretive laboratories to find out about how to help them make these nuclear weapons. We know about the deal with China and helping them, and Russia is helping them.
And of course, you know, who is it who's funding the North Koreans? I mean, we're sending them massive food aid. Oh, it's for humanitarian purposes. No, it's to keep the communist dictator in power. We're sending them massive amounts of oil. Oh, well, that's so they won't build a nuclear reactor and a nuclear bomb, but they've been building it all along, and we knew that. You mean to tell me they've been building this thing for 5 years? We had no idea. No, we can't let the American people understand that we create the best enemies that money can buy. And, of course, for any of our listeners out there who really wonder why we're going to war with Saddam Hussein and think he's a wicked man, which he is, we're carrying a book written by the former CIA station chief in northern Iran. It's called See No Evil. The author is Robert Baer. And fortunately, it's just come out in a paperback, so it's less expensive. And he will tell you that when the Iraqi army wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein in 1993 and again in 1995, why, of course, the United States refused to back them. Now, we keep saying, gee, why don't the Iraqi people overthrow him? Why, we'd done everything we could to keep him in power. That's not the message you get. How could these things be going on and we don't know about it? I made this statement on another radio station recently, and some fella called in from San Jose and said, how could that go on? I've never heard it. Well, it's because the media is controlled. The book, See No Evil by Robert Baer, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And going right along with what David is talking about, how, of course, we were allowing the Iraqi scientists to come into our laboratories to see how to build the nuclear weapons. What was that, the mid-1990s?
Absolutely, 1995.
Okay, fine. And of course, the thing is, these articles get in the paper one time, and then they're blacked out by the censors. The CIA has people working in magazines and newspapers and television and radio stations across America to keep you from getting the truth.
Yeah, I think it was Huxley that said, we had talked about it some time ago, on many of the videos of barbed wire in America specifically and other ones, I show the concentration camps, but Huxley said that through the propaganda, propagandizing of the American people, they won't need the big stick concentration camps, the whole country will be considered a concentration camp as everybody's just gonna march into this global community and under their direct tyrannical rule without any kind of resistance. And I fear that possibly will happen, Dr. Stan, unless something comes across this nation to wake the people up.
Well, of course, all we need is another terrorist attack or two, a collapse of our economy. The people will turn to the government and give up their freedom willingly. Just, of course, give us back the good times. Well, the good times, ladies and gentlemen, aren't coming back again. America has changed forever.
Well, that can be shown just by the very fact you can go look at our jobs that have been exported. I do on the part Welcome to World War III / New World Order, because part of the plan is a one world religion, a one world government, is they're going to use the economy as to bring it all together.
And of course, that's why they're transferring our jobs throughout the rest of the world, because they
right.
want to share our wealth. Now, they don't want to share the wealth of the elite, of the extremely wealthy people who are going along with this. That is a redistribution of the wealth and jobs of the American people. And people wonder why their jobs are disappearing, because it's planned that way. That's what NAFTA and GATT was all about. That's why we are actually subsidizing many of these companies that are moving to other countries.
Back to that clip from Senator Hart, he said that George Bush talked about it one time. It just happened to be the very first time I heard him talk about it was before Congress, and it happened to be September 11th, 1990, exactly 11 years before that event in New York. But he did talk about it over 200 different other times, and they're still moving forward with that global community, the New World Order. The first part of that, Welcome to the Third World War, I could see that very clearly because John Chrétien, the Prime Minister of Canada, the very first day on 9/11, he said this war will never be over.
Do you have that clip? Which one is it?
I've got it on the video itself. I don't have it on my audio, so I can play them over the phone.
Right.
But that should shock anybody to have a Prime Minister say that the war will never be over. So,
but of course, as long as they can keep the war going, keep the American people terrorized and intimidated, and keep shifting the color from yellow terrorist alert to orange, or maybe a deep orange, or mild red, or something light red, or they can keep people frightened to death.
Well, that's
they can
propaganda.
Keep us scared,
That's the propaganda that
sure.
Huxley talked about. It literally is, and also George Hegel talked about it too. He says what you do is you bring about an incident. In these cases, they're not even bringing about an incident; they're just bringing fear, panic, and hysteria. And then they have a solution, where they take your they pass regulations and take your liberties and freedoms away from you. Let's go back to that George Bush clip, because that was important. Right out of the few days after 9/11, he talked about that America will never be the same, and it truly it won't. Let's listen to him. It's amazing what some of these people say. Here we go.
All of this was brought upon us in a single day, and night fell on a different world, a world where freedom itself is under attack.
And boy, freedom really is under attack. They passed all this legislation, not aimed at the Islamic terrorists, but aimed at the American people. I just came across a clipping today, and I'll make it available to any of our listeners. And I'd had it in my files, and I just came found it again. Where it was basically that on the morning of September 11th, why 9 of the hijackers were actually apprehended and stopped at the airport. 6 of them were on a watch list. Now, remember, we had no idea who they were. We had no idea they were here. But 6 of them were on a watch list. And several others were certainly stopped because they were traveling with them. But despite that fact, and despite the fact that they had, these knives with them, where they were allowed on the planes, and yet, of course, we were on maximum alert all across America. The military was on alert, not only here, but throughout the world, anticipating an attack. Certainly they had told Willie Brown of San Francisco not to fly that day. The military, the high-ranking military officials had canceled their flights for the morning of September 11th, but they just didn't, and 6 of these hijackers were on a watch list. Well, maybe that's how it was, and within 2 hours afterwards, they were at the restaurants where these hijackers ate, at the flight schools where they trained, in the neighborhoods where they lived. And if you haven't seen Christian Breitweiser's testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee, it's reproduced in our October newsletter. We'll be glad to send you a copy, or it's available up on the web. It's amazing, though, that the controlled media suppressed that testimony by Christian Breitweiser on the 18th of September before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Christian's husband died in the South Tower on September 11th, 2001.
I use that, Dr. Stan, in my update on Welcome to the Third World War, or excuse me, The Day It Changed America, because it is shocking. You talked about the 6 who were picked up. There were 2 they were looking for that were in San Diego. One of them had his phone. Now, she said this. One of them had his name listed in the phone book. One of them had a bank account, and they both lived with an FBI informant.
But we had no idea with who they were, where they were. Jeez. These were the ones that the CIA had told the FBI to look for. Do you really believe the CIA, the FBI, is that naive? No. Any FBI agent who tried to do anything was told not to. The FBI agents went to David Shippers and said there's going to be an attack on Lower Manhattan in early September, and he tried to tell people in Washington, D.C. Some of the FBI people went to my friend Garth Nichols and said there's going to be an attack on the 11th of September, and they're going to attack the Pentagon. And he told high government officials. But, they can't have an investigation and bring that out, because then they could bring those FBI people in. They're afraid for their lives. Why? Think of the implications if the American people really understood that this whole thing, they knew ahead of time and did nothing to stop it. And then we went to war with Afghanistan, and now we're going to war with Iraq, and it may well be. We'll be going to war with Iran and other countries in the very, very near future. But with each foreign war, we will lose more of our freedom here at home. And maybe, of course, we'll see God's judgment on America coming about, because God is not going to allow this country to continue to turn away from him and defile him, and the people who've been given so much should, of course, be appreciative, and we're not.
Well, Dr. Stan, you mentioned that letter that you had out in October. I showed on my film. It was probably one of the most shocking letters I've ever seen, because it was testimony before the Senate committee. And I actually called you. I said, Dr. Stan, did you write this, or is that lady asking these questions? There were such pertinent questions. I mean, it looked like a researcher that had done all this research that came up with these very very important questions that have never been answered, probably never will be answered, but it's all on, I guess it's on your website. If your listeners haven't seen that, they need to see it. They need to read it, everything on there, and they'll see exactly that there is a total cover-up and everything isn't what it seems to be. And my whole message never is to just necessarily inform people. It's to say, don't put your trust in anything other than the living God. That's where we should have our trust, in Jesus Christ, not in the government, not in our money, not in anything else, because Jesus said in the latter days, and many people talk about the wars and rumors of wars, and those are about to, those have been and are going to be taking place, but he said, let no man deceive you. Many are going to come in my name and deceive many. The deception is going to be so great. He talked about deception 3 different times in that section of the Word of God. So again, it is a time of deception, and you really need to have eyes to see, or else I believe many people's hearts are going to fail them. As we continue on this path there, the fear is over going to take them. Without the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to make it, I don't believe, with the days ahead.
I believe you're absolutely right. And, of course, I hope one thing we can accomplish is at least to draw people closer to the Lord, and understanding that without his help and without his support, when all else fails, when freedom is simply a remembrance of things past, why, of course, the one thing we can cling to is the Lord.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning systems. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure allicin garlic extract? You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000.
Hello. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you about the Big Berkey, which is the ultimate water filter. It's the most economical water filter you can buy. The ceramic filters can be recleaned up to 100 times or more. It's convenient. It sets up in minutes without any need for plumbing tools or electricity. It's powerful. The Big Berkey removes pathogens such as E. coli, cholera, and cryptosporidium, and it reduces chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, foul taste, and odors. The Big Berkey is so powerful it can easily filter raw, untreated water from lakes and rivers. It's elegant. The high-grade polished stainless steel will complement your finest decor, and it's flexible. Ideal for your home, college dorm, RV, or boat. Take it on vacations, hunting, and camping trip. It's perfect for emergencies. Now, ordinarily, the Big Berkey water filter is $279. It's available from Radio Liberty for $239.95 plus shipping. And, of course, we offer, if you buy it through us, any one of five videos we produced or any one of five four tape sets we produced. If you have another one you want, why, we'll substitute it, but ordinarily we give you the offer of any one of those 10 items, and you get that perfectly free when you buy the Big Berkey through us. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, the Big Berkey is not yet available in California or Iowa. If you are interested, and if you live in California or Iowa and you're interested in another type of a water filter, give us a call, because we do have access to other things. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. The item is the Big Berkey. And then, of course, we want to remind you about the Miracle-2 soap products, and if you've never tried them, you really should. We get all sorts of wonderful reports from the people who've used them. We can't make any medical claims for them, but we'll tell you that a lot of people who've used them tell us how it's helped them in so many ways. So there's a soap and a moisturizing soap and a neutralizer and a gel and certainly a lotion. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have an introductory set that you can buy at a reduced price. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Miracle-2 soap products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Dave Wagner from Hope for America Ministries. And before I forget, Dave, let's get your telephone number and your web and your telephone number out there.
Okay, it's 800 number. It's 1-800-959-1991, and it gives instructions. Leave your name, address, the city, state, and zip real slowly, and I'll get you a resource packet.
Okay, now David has two great videos. One of them, of course, he has a lot of videos which we carry. Certainly one of my favorites is Amazing Clips or America Behind Barbed Wire, from Freedom to Fascism. But the two new videos, the first one is Welcome to World War III, and the other is The Day That Changed America Forever. The first video is just 1 hour, 1995. The second one is a two-hour video. And you'll certainly want to get these and watch them. And then, of course, get other people to watch them. And these are being watched by people all across America. They're very, very popular. But the important thing is they're going to give you the information you won't be able to get elsewhere. And if you'd like to get those videos, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. The day that changed America forever, and, of course, Welcome to World War III. Have I got those titles down pretty well?
It's just the / New World Order, because the World War III, I believe, either this first battle with Iraq or one that's soon to happen after that, whether it be Syria or Iran, Iraq, they're going to bring on the man on the scene. And we're already really in the New World Order. I was just amazed the other day. I was talking to a friend and how we're going to the United Nations. Now, the United Nations, Alger Hiss was a communist, the first one that really put the program together, and now we're going to them to see whether we should what we should do around the world. I'm not saying I'm for the war in Iraq. I'm definitely not, but I don't think we should be going to this body that just a couple of years ago I heard people saying, get the UN out of the U.S., and now they're becoming very credible. By giving everybody in direction and instructions all around the world.
Of course, what they have to do, and this is the long-range plan, was to create a world government and world peace by a series of wars. And that's what the Boer War was all about. That's what, of course, the Spanish-American War was all about. That's what the First World War was all about. And after the First World War, most people in Europe were willing to give up their freedom. Carnage like you can't imagine, over 21 million people dead and twice as many people, you know, injured, and, you know, no family was free of not having lost someone they loved or somebody was permanently damaged and would carry the pain of their wounds to their death, you know, and yet, of course, because we did not have, you know, the United Nations, the League of Nations was a failure. America wouldn't enter it. They had to get a Second World War going. And if you listen to our earlier program on Genesis, we simply quoted from Professor Quigley how at every turn why this secret society that Cecil Rhodes had created was encouraging Hitler and financing Hitler. And, of course, he was getting help from American corporations and American banks. And, again, we created the best enemy that money could buy. And, of course, with Vietnam, all during Vietnam, why we financed the Russians who financed the North Vietnamese and never tried to win the war any more than we tried to win it in Korea. And now, of course, we're going to war again. But, of course, the wars are to create such horror that the people of the world will say, gee, we've got to have a world government. And I read the Luciferian publications, and I read Share magazine, and they will tell you that the war is coming, but don't you worry, the bureaucrats, the United Nations are working quietly for the New World Order, and there's a message there from a demonic spirit called Maitreya, who claims he's soon going to appear to take over control of the world. These are Luciferian organizations. This one's headed by Benjamin Krem. But don't feel bad. You remember that phrase, a thousand points of light and the New World Order that George Herbert Walker Bush used back in the 1990 and 1991? Well, those came from Alice Bailey's writing. Alice Bailey was a Luciferian. And the fact that the American people don't know that. You can go down here in Santa Cruz on the Pacific Avenue to the Gateway Bookstore and pick up Alice Bailey's writings and find out these references to the New World Order and to the points of light. It all fits together, but, of course, Barbara Walters and Dan Rather aren't going to tell you about it.
Well, you're absolutely right. The First World War, they tried to get the League of Nations through. They weren't too successful, so they brought on the Second World War, and the United Nations came right on stream right after that.
But the Third World War will bring about this one world government. That's the thing. That has always been the plan.
I believe that. That's what David Rockefeller said. We're on the verge of global transformation. All we need is right major crisis, and the world will accept the New World Order. So I believe we're getting ready for that crisis, Dr. Stan.
Well, I think we are, too, and I think that it's up to you out there in the listening audience to understand that behind everything going on today, certainly there are spiritual forces back of all that foes have plotted, back of all that saints have planned, back of the schemes of men and demons is a higher hidden hand. We'll be back in just a moment.
Well, let me tell you about some of the four tape sets we have. One special tape set is the Tuskegee Study, and it's four interviews with people who were involved with the Tuskegee Study, or at least who've gone into the background of this really most horrible of all American experimentation. We had the unique opportunity to interview a number of the men who were involved in analyzing the Tuskegee Study, a government-sponsored study where 400 black men were recruited, and they had syphilis, and of course, what they did not understand is that they were not being recruited to be treated. They were being recruited not to be treated, and the government agents did everything they could to block those men from receiving treatment for their syphilis. Call today at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's important that you understand that study so you can better understand the mentality of the men who are working behind the scenes in America today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention several other things that we carry. Certainly, as you know, we carry Phonopoly. Phonopoly is a wonderful program to teach children how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically, and it's actually, it's not one board game. It's five board games and two bonus games. It's played just like Monopoly, and you roll a dice, and you move around the board. But, of course, in the process, you learn the 40 sounds of the English language. You learn the 12 basic rules of spelling. And of course, I had a gentleman today. He must have been 50 or 60 years old, and he'd already played it through once. He said, "This is really great. I'm going to do it again." So it's something not only for children. It's something for young people. It's certainly something for middle-aged people. It is something even older people like myself can enjoy. I've played it, and I'll have to admit that I learned a great deal about spelling and about the basic rules that I never learned even in college, even when I had a Phi Beta Kappa key. So Phonopoly, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then I just want to mention, in times like this, you need to know how to get your immune system to its maximum. And, of course, we have a wonderful book. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's got a section in there on biologic warfare and what you need to do to build up your immune system, because there aren't going to be antibiotics if there is something that happens. Believe me, duct tape and plastic will not help you at all. In fact, the most recent suggestion from the Office of Homeland Security was a good pair of running shoes. Where are you going to run to? If you'd like to see that incredible article, I have it. But you need to know how to build up your immune system. So if you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or you can get the Life-Saving Secrets, a four-tape set, or I suggest you get both of them. You need to get this information, and you need to get it right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our special guest this afternoon is David Wagner, and of course he's with Hope for America Ministries. He's talking about the two new videos he's putting out, and these videos will go into so much of what's going on. What really happened on the morning of this September 11th? Do you honestly believe that we had absolutely no intelligence, we had no idea the attack was coming? Well, if you believe that, of course you're incredibly naive. They said, several of our leaders, Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney, said, why, we had no idea they would fly a plane into one of our buildings. And yet, of course, they had known this for a long period of time. In fact, George Bush had been told on the 6th of August that that they anticipated there was going to be hijacking of our planes by the terrorists. We have all the articles. And yet, of course, the airlines were not told. In fact, the pilots had the right to carry a weapon until early August, when they suspended the right so they no longer could carry a weapon. Most of them didn't, but at least they had that right. The law was in place. And, of course, all they had to do was tell them to lock the doors, not to open the doors under any circumstances, or to be wary. But none of this information was given to the pilots. And then, of course, on that morning, there was no planes dispatched to intercept the hijacked planes. And, of course, the air traffic controllers who were monitoring those planes were told not to talk to anybody. They were ordered not to talk to anybody. And, of course, in the South Tower, after the first plane had struck, why, orders were given, stay at your desk, don't move, everything's fine. And yet, of course, the building was under the control of the Port Authority that was monitoring the plane, the other hijacked plane that was heading to New York City. And you, of course, in the top floor, Morgan Stanley, where there were several thousand employees. And, of course, the head chief of security was running up and down the aisle saying, get out, we're under terrorist attack. And he got out, all those people, thousands of them. And, of course, well, it's so tragic because they could have gotten the people out, but the loudspeakers kept saying, you've got nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about, stay at your desks. And so Ron Breitweiser, Kristen Breitweiser's husband, did exactly what he was told to do, and he paid for it with his life. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be involved because, unfortunately, you are responsible for your families, and you have to help us get the truth out across America, and I'm sure that Dave's movies will help us a great deal. Go ahead.
Now, Dr. Stan, what these movies are, they're not just about 9-11, they are about 9-11, and I'm going to play just a few of the clips to show you what possibly brought down the buildings, but they're the aftermath. I had a chance to look at it 1 year later, so it talks about the Caspian Sea oil. And again, it's not me just talking. It's clips, videos, slides, audios, everything that really nobody can argue with once they've seen it. It's just a complete, concise of covering building number 7, flight 93, everything about that day. But let's listen to just a few of the clips right off the, and these are on video, on the day that changed America forever, but these are just a few of the clips that took place the morning of 9/11 as I took it off the tapes right that morning. Let's listen to just a couple of them here and see what some of the witnesses and some of the commentators say about what took place there that morning. You usually don't hear these. Let's listen to this.
It's the North Tower of New York's World Trade Center, which we're looking at the moment. Joining us now from New York is Steve Evans, who was, I believe, in the building at the time. Steve, what can you tell us about what happened this morning?
Well, running away very, very quickly, there are more explosions further down the building, and there is a fire and an explosion about 20 stories further down. I was at the base of the building when it happened. There was one huge bang, and the building physically shook. Then two or three bangs, and the building again shook, and people came screaming past me.
It almost looked like one of those implosions of buildings that you see.
We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2. With that, we will leave you and turn it over to Dan Rather.
In addition to the two World Trade Centers, each hit by an aircraft, and then there were subsequent explosions. Hard to know whether these were explosions planted in the building. The fact that both of the World Trade Center buildings collapsed would indicate that there were perhaps pre-positioning of explosions.
Okay, those are just a few. I've got many more from that morning. That was Dan Rather talking about the possibility of secondary explosions.
All right, we're going to go to Scott calling us from Hollister. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. I had just a quick question for your guest. When the subject comes up about the 9/11 and everything else, I hear a lot of argument from people that don't believe any of this, and they say that there was no time to get to scramble fighter jets or anything else to try to intercept these planes. I'll take my answer off the air. I just want to see what your guests thought of that. If there was time, you know, once they cross that air zone parameter, that if there was time to actually scramble jets, or if that was a legitimate, you know, a reason why no jets were scrambled. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, some of those planes were in the air for 70 minutes, 80 minutes, more than 80
minutes. An hour and 40 minutes between the time the first plane was hijacked to the last plane hit the Pentagon. And, of course, there were planes ready to fly at Andrews Air Force Base, 2 minutes away from Washington, D.C. by air. So where did we bring them in? We brought them in from Cape Cod, and they arrived 12 minutes later. Now, these planes will go, you know, 1,800 miles an hour. They must have stopped off for breakfast on the way.
And here's one of Kristen Breitweiser's comments in her statement before the Senate. She says here, F-16s and stealth bombers were seen tracked on the radar screen approximately 8:05 a.m. on 9/11 in the New York metropolitan area. she wanted to know how what was all about that. So again, there's just a lot of questions. In fact, I show.
But that's why they cannot allow an investigation. That's why the president demands that his people be on the committee, and he appointed the head of the committee and the people on that committee, and they're there not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people. Because think of the implications.
Oh,
but
I
this
know.
Thing
I gotta...
has all been contrived to push another agenda, a new world order and a new world religion. What would the American people think, or would they really care?
Well, we could have never had this terrorist war, this supposedly a terrorist war in Iraq. We wouldn't have had the one in Afghanistan. But here it says pressure expands for 9/11 inquiry. House okays panel over Bush's dissent. He was upset about it says in this article. Here he had Kissinger at first was, and then one of the writers really had a good head for his article or a cover for his article. Says, well, want a cover-up expert? Kissinger's your man. He talks about it. So again,
but where's the outcry from the American people? And the trouble is they're playing games with our mind. They've changed our emotional outlook. People are living in terror today. Everybody's trying to live as we did before, but we're constantly reminded of the danger of other terrorist attacks.
And that's why, Dr. Stan, literally, you've got to come to know Jesus Christ and be filled with the Spirit, because he said he hadn't given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And if you don't have a relationship as him as Lord, he will not fill you, and you will not be empowered by the Holy Spirit. You will not be the temple of the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, the days ahead, without that comforter, without the one to give us wisdom and understanding and everything, you won't be able to make it. Many people's hearts are going to fail them. Many people are, the fear is going to come upon them. And Jesus said, when I come back, am I going to even find faith on the face of the earth? Am I going to find flesh on the face of the earth? So there's going to be much destruction in the days ahead, and without him, and without the blessed hope of seeing him someday, and without running that race that we may obtain the prize, which is him, the prize of the high calling. That's what I live for, Dr. Stan. I share this that others may. Jesus said, when these things begin to come to pass, what are you supposed to do? Go to sleep? No. He said, look up, lift up your head, for redemption draweth nigh. Paul warned us. He says, wake up out of your sleep. Now, anybody knows about sleep, you're in a state of unconsciousness. It's high time you put off the works of darkness and put on the spirit of light, or put on Jesus Christ is what it is. And so we must be walking in him. Dr. Stan, these days are going to get worse and worse. If people are afraid today, and fear just paralyzes people, it's the first reason people are going to Lake of Fire is because they're cowards, they're fearful. Second one's unbelievers. So I hope and pray they get to know the one that will show them that they don't have to have any fear, that they can put their trust in what he had to say. And he said, you live and believe in him, you never die. And I believe that, Dr. Stan, with all my heart.
I believe that as well. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us from SoCal. If Scott will just go ahead and pass him, screen him on over here. And hi, Tony. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi. Good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in quite a while.
Well, I listen regularly.
Okay, fine.
I seem to remember years ago hearing that H.G. Wells had written something back in the 20s or 30s and talked about the Second World War to come and then the Third World War beginning in Iraq.
The book was called The Shape of Things to Come. It was written in 1933. And in that book, he said that there would be the Second World War would begin with an incident between Poland and Germany in 1939. And that's exactly what happened. And then, of course, then he said the third try at world order would come out of a conference in Basra in 1988. Well, of course, it didn't come out of Basra, but it's Iraq. He recognized this thing was going to be coming out of this area. I think this is all scripted. Certainly our friend Bill Schneblin told me that in the early 80s he was told by Manly P. Hall, who, of course, was a Satanist, had Foundation for Psychological Research, or Psychic Research in Southern California, that he was told that there would be first Gulf War in 1990 and then 1991, and then the second war would come about in the year 2002. Is he telling the truth? I rather think that he is. There's so much to suggest that everything that's going on is scripted today. Anything else, Tony?
Well, right after 9/11, I called up a talk show that happens to be on an FM station and made a prediction. And because I had been at the Trade Center exactly 1 week before this happened, and 2-3 days later, I made the prediction that when this was all done and said, we would end up attacking Iraq again. And no one had talked about Iraq for quite some time until a long time after that. And so I must say I'm not really surprised that I actually made a correct prediction.
Well, after all, you've got a pretty good knowledge of what this is all about. And, of course, from a biblical point of view, everything has to do with the Holy Land. So that's why I think this is going on there. And behind all these plans that are going on and being made by the globalists and by the communists and by these people in these various organizations are the spiritual forces that are guiding them there.
Well, can I make one small prediction?
Sure you can. Go ahead.
When the dust settles after this is over with, whatever happens, Saddam will still be there, and he will control Kuwait and Saudi Arabia as well as Iraq.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but we'll wait and see. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to write that down right now.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Tony.
Bye-bye.
And let's go to Robert calling from Virginia. Robert, how are you?
All right. God bless the both of you. I tuned in a little late, and I wondered if your guest would state his name, and do you have a contact telephone number and or a website?
Yeah, my name is David Wegener. I'm with Hope for America Ministries. That happens to be Jesus Christ. He's the only hope we have. And the number is an 800 number, 1-800-959-1991. 1-800-959-1991. If you call that number, I'll get a resource list off to you. I do not have a website.
959-1991.
Yes.
And this number will get in touch with you.
Yeah. Well, you can leave a message if you want me to call. Try to get back. I work about 20 hours a day because I'm editing and putting together clips and putting together the different slides and everything. There's many processes that go into these presentations. So,
okay.
Again, I've got about 16 presentations. They're all a video, so you can actually hear the people talk about what's going to happen. And for example, there's one clip in there where Henry Gonzalez says, yes, there's a plan in place to suspend the Constitution, invoke the military, arrest American citizens, and place them in detention camps. This is from one of our congressmen. Mm-hmm. There's many more clips just like that. George Bush talking about the New World Order and Gary Hart and various other ones using the 9/11 event. So there's on the series that Dr. Stan carries, the amazing clips, there's 56 clips on those three tapes, 4.5 hours. I don't say a word. It's just one person after another with shocking clips.
It's certainly one of my favorites, but we'll be carrying all of them. Robert, you can go ahead and get a hold of David, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank
God
you
bless.
So much. Bye-bye.
Thank
okay,
you.
Fine. And, of course, that was Robert calling from Virginia. And our guest, of course, is David Wegener from Hope for America Ministries. His videos are The Day That Changed the World Forever, and, of course, A Welcome to World War III / The New World Order. And, of course, you also have The Great Deception, which I really like. It's films that were taken on the day of the attack, and certainly the amazing clips. It's actually three videos, and if you haven't seen them, you watch them, you'll really be amazed. And
the Shocker was probably the most asked for until I did The Great Deception.
Right.
They're both along the same lines. They cover about 12 or 14 different subjects, each of them. And
we have we carry The Shocker, and certainly we have The Great Deception. So they're all available. If you certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, you'll see them listed there. Or you can give David a call and get his list of products that he has. And I think we carry just about everything that he has because it's well worthwhile. And, of course, he gets back to our basic theme, and that is it's a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And, of course, it's being extended into education and economics. And you better understand what this is all about. And if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, why, you're going to have very real problems in the very difficult times that lie ahead. And I say that without any hesitation. Well, we've got about 2 minutes more, Dave. What thoughts would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I just ask them, I hope and pray for my friends, my loved ones, my family, everybody, that they're ready, because the days are very uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen with North Korea or with Russia or China or any of these other countries that have these nuclear weapons. Syria considers itself Iraq number two, so they're on the axis of evil. So it's at times the economy's on the verge of just decaying, being destroyed, so they can bring in the world economy. So it's really a time to look up, lift up your head, and that means find out who Jesus Christ is. Get to know him. Put your trust and dependence upon him. He's the author and finisher of your faith, and I hope and pray you ask him for faith, and you can do that by getting into the Word of God and learning, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, again, I just thank you, Dr. Stan, for what you do on the radio. You've got probably the best resources of anybody in the world, as far as what's really happening. And you start your programs out with delusion and versus truth, and eventually your truth will prevail, and that's exactly, I thank you for sharing that truth with the people all across the world, and I hope they take advantage of it.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you've enjoyed that. David Wagner for Hope for America Ministries, and a personal friend, a dedicated patriot, a man who loves the Lord. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blacked out across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, What Really Happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, What Really Happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to tell you about a couple of other things. Certainly, we're entering into some very, very difficult and uncertain times. Most people don't like to think of that, but of course, if you look at it from a theological point of view, do you really believe that God is going to continue to bless America? If you saw the grannies on last Saturday, really the lead thing that I only saw the first part of is the most repulsive thing I ever saw, sexually suggestive. You know, God is not going to bless this country. Listen to Jay Leno. Listen to the corruption and the vileness that is part of the so-called comedy, and everybody's applauding, and it's so amazing. And where is the outcry against the corruption and filth that is so much a part of our life today? Well, you know, I really believe we're in for very difficult times, and this is why people have to start making preparations. You're not going to be able to rely upon somebody else. You're going to have to look after your family. And so if you'd like to have more information, we actually have a catalog of various things you ought to have with food and various other products. It comes from Ready Reserve Food Company. We actually have had their products. We've used them for ourselves in the past. If you'd like to know more about Ready Reserve Food Products, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. They have freeze-dried food, and these are things that you can use on an everyday basis, and you really should use them. And then, of course, they also have all sorts of other products that you would find extremely useful if we did have real problems. And, of course, you two things you need. You need something to filter your water, and, of course, that's the big Berkey we talked about. And if you live in California, give us a call, and we'll tell you about some of the other items which are available in California. But if you'd like a catalog for Ready Reserve Food, and there are many, many products besides food, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we need to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and, of course, it's a big, pretty big undertaking that we have. As we're heard 5 hours every day on radio stations across the country, and we have to pay for the time on all of these radio stations, and, of course, quite frankly, we need your help to do what we do. If you believe there's a problem and you believe we need to awaken the American people to the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political and ideological battlefield, why give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters? Because when you do, you get our four best tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter, but mainly, of course, you help us do what we do, 5 hours every weekday on radio, on internet, on 3 hours, and soon to be 4 hours on satellite, and probably very soon, hopefully, to be 5 hours on satellite as our programs move out across America. And if you are out across America and you're in an area, ask your local radio station manager if they'd be willing to pull down our programs. And, of course, they get the advertising time. As you notice, we have quite a bit of advertising time, but that's so that stations can pull us down and they get half the advertising time. The rest of it goes, of course, to the people who put us up on the satellite. So call your station manager. You talk to him about carrying Radio Liberty. We have our afternoon program, and of course we'll soon have an evening program of 2 hours that's available. Oh, and of course we have our early morning program as well, which is on a different network. But if your station manager would be interested in carrying any of them, why, give me a call, 1-800-544-8927, and we'll certainly talk to him. Now, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website, which is radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can get various things we've written. All of our newsletters are up there, and you're welcome to pull them down and copy them and distribute them. If you'd be interested in getting the bound copies of our letter, they are available through Radio Liberty. And we have so many syllabuses and other items which you'll find that you're just not going to be able to get elsewhere. And they're all available at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to get certainly one of our newsletters, and our October newsletter is Kristen Breitweiser's testimony that Dave Wagner was talking about. Our January newsletter tells you why we're really going to war, which has nothing to do with anything you're going to be hearing from the regular and controlled media. Our new February newsletter will introduce you to the Project for a New American Century, and of course, who the people were who in 1997 began planning for the wars that are taking place now. And, of course, I believe that all of these people already are motivated, or many of them are motivated by forces that they really don't understand, but they don't control, that are drawing us into a third world war. And I fear that there will be really horrible complications. And, of course, as Thomas Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice cannot sleep forever. So if you'd like to, of course, go to our website at radioliberty.com. And then really the most important thing you can do is to tell other people about our programs and encourage them to listen to the programs, encourage them to go up on the web. And, of course, our programs are not only heard there live, but there, many of them are archived, and you can pull those down and listen to them at your leisure. And, of course, you have our permission to go ahead and copy them and help us to get that information out. Get other people to listen. And of course, it's amazing when people begin to hear the truth. At first, they want to reject it. Nobody wants to hear that they have a cancer or an incurable disease. And it's the same thing when you understand that there is a terrible disease that infects the body politic. But once they begin to understand the media is controlled, that the reality has been manipulated by a hidden hand, why, then they begin to see things more clearly. And if they're not already in a personal relationship with the Lord, hopefully they'll begin looking in that direction, because that's really the purpose behind what we do. So please pray for America and pray for our leaders and our ministers. Pray for the boys who are going to be going into battle and for the civilians in Israel and Palestine and Iraq. And please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
How's the program go? Okay, everything's okay on your end. Okay, I thought it just went perfect today as well. All right, fine. I think we've got the things licked as far as the ISDN line. Say thanks, Kyle.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the program?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye. Stan Monty, how'd the program go? Okay, is everything in good shape? The times and the breaks and everything coming through well? All right, fine. I was very, very pleased with it, and I just wanted to make sure. Okay, thank you so much. I'll talk to Bob McCauley and see what I can work out. He's got, I think, what, 3 more weeks on this. 2 or 3 more. Okay, fine. All right, well, I'll talk to, will Paul be around tomorrow, or? Is he there now? All right, fine. Well, I'll talk to McCauley because I want to get this thing going. Once I get this going, then we'll start worrying about the evening program. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
What did you think of the program?
Very good.
I thought that was really a very good program.
The only thing that I noticed is that when you come in,